Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th through 9th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. Well, a lot of success had from the Oklahoma FFA chapters at Indianapolis at the National FFA Convention. Agricultural Proficiency Awards honor FFA members who, through supervised agriculture experiences, or SAEs, have developed specialized skills that they can apply towards their future careers. Oklahoma FFA has four national winners that were honored at the 96th National FFA Convention. The 2023 Diversified Agricultural Production Entrepreneur Placement went to Brant Fales of the Cherokee FFA chapter. The 2023 Equine Science Entrepreneurship went to Madeline Jade Campbell. Madeline's from the Adair FFA chapter. And then the 2023 Small Animal Production and Care Entrepreneurship Placement went to Peyton Eric. She's from the Seminole FFA chapter. While 2023 Forage Production winner was Corbin Smith of the Hydro Eagley FFA chapter. Smith works on his family farm consisting of 2,200 acres, growing high-quality forages and a diverse mix of grass and cropland. Here's a little more from Corbin Smith talking about his national award in forage production.
My project is my employment on my family farm in western Oklahoma, Smith Farms. It's a fifth-generation farm, and so I'll do everything on Smith Farms, from patching hot wire fence to building six wire to spraying herbicides and pesticides and sowing our wheat and rye in these months right now, and then as well as our cover crop program we run that not a lot of people do around us, and so it's a real special program that I take a lot of pride in.
Another big winner from Oklahoma, winning the National FFA President for 2023-2024, is Amara Jackson. She's a Ferguson College of Ag student. Amara Jackson of Michigan was elected as National President. She's a former member of the Corona FFA chapter, but currently studying at OSU with the major of Ag Communications and Ag Leadership. Other winners included Whitney Glazier of the Lomega FFA chapter. She won the American Star in Ag Placement for 2023. So once again, congratulations to all those FFA folks that traveled up to Indianapolis to represent Oklahoma and the state well. Well, the U.S. Commerce Department has announced it's lowering duties placed on phosphate fertilizers imported from Morocco from 19.97% down to only 2.12%. The decision came after the agency conducted an administrative review of the duties, which is performed annually by retroactively examining the price of shipments and other factors. The National Corn Growers Association, a longtime vocal opponent of the duties, called it a big win for corn growers. This victory was made possible by corn growers who spoke out against these duties as they face skyrocketing fertilizer prices and product shortages at the behest of the Mosaic Company. That's coming from NCGA President Harold Wohl. The issue stems from a decision by Commerce that favored a petition by Mosaic to impose those duties on phosphate fertilizers imported from Morocco and Russia. Mosaic had claimed that unfairly subsidized foreign companies were flooding the U.S. market and selling their products at extremely low prices. You've got farm news on Ron. As a livestock producer, you want to make sure you're always protecting your investments and your bottom line. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, might be for you. Clay Bertram at Ag Risk and Apache tells us more.
The key things about LRP is, number one, you don't have to sell your cattle. Number two, it's not a morbidity policy. And number three, it gives you that peace of mind to sleep at night.
To speak with the folks at Ag Risk Management and Insurance at Apache, call 580-588-5099. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.